Another significant snow event is underway this morning in South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota, and this will likely create a hazardous travel day for those areas. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It is going to be a nasty day across some of that region. It's already been that way. 6 to 12 inches of snow had accumulated as of last evening across southern portions of South Dakota and northern Nebraska, and even into a small part of southwestern Minnesota. And the radar, of course, is lit up this morning with lots of snow on it. And as we go forward through the day today, we're going to see this snow event continuing. In fact, it'll probably become a little bit more intense for a while through the next 6 hours or so. And we will end up with 12 to 20 inches of total snow accumulation from the interior southeast part of South Dakota into portions of southern Minnesota. The storm system is not expected to get very far to the north, though. So the majority of North Dakota will not be impacted by this particular storm system. We will expect, though, to see snow work its way up into the interior parts of northern Minnesota and include the southeast corner of North Dakota. But most of the energy was likely to be in South Dakota and central through southwestern portions of Minnesota. As we get through the evening and overnight tonight, the snow will become more and more concentrated on Minnesota. We'll look for drier bias conditions in South Dakota. But it will be a nasty day for most of the southeast half of our region, and so be careful as you're traveling out there. Temperatures are going to be seasonable for the most part over the next few days. We expect to see daily high temperatures running in the teens and 20s across most of our listening area. We'll see the nighttime low temperatures slipping back into the positive and negative single digits as we go forward through the next 5 days or so. Most of those low temperatures will stay above zero, but I think when we get to Friday and perhaps Saturday, we will see some negative single-digit readings occurring as well. As far as precipitation is concerned for other parts of the region, there's not going to be much of it. A little bit of light snow and snow flurry activity may develop as we get into the latter part of this week in portions of southeastern Montana into parts of western South Dakota, but I still do not see much precipitation this week at all in North Dakota or northwestern portions of Minnesota. As we move into next week, we'll probably see a little bit more active weather pattern occurring once again. In the meantime, down in South America, Argentina had some decent rainfall over the weekend, but not enough to break their drought, and they are now facing 7 to 10 days of additional dry and warm weather. That will likely return crop moisture stress relatively quickly. Brazil's crop weather is mostly very good. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network.